السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. إن شاء الله we're going to talk a little bit about the theory of lengthening sounds today. Okay, so when we lengthen a sound, it can be 1, 2, or 3, 4, 5, 6, or sometimes even longer, the sounds. Now there are some sounds that has to be made mandatory to harakat. It is called the basic mad. Okay, mad means to lengthen something, and so the basic mad will be called in Arabic mad tabi'i. It's also sometimes called mad asli. Okay, so natural mad or basic mad in English, and you can call it mad asli or mad tabi'i. And it is exactly two harakat. When does this happen? Okay, there are three situations, you can make notes of it. The number one point is going to be when you have a fatha and then you have a alif, and the alif does not carry any sign. It's called the unvoweled alif, meaning it has no vowel, no harakat. So you have a fatha plus a alif, okay? For example, the word qala. So qala, look at the spelling of qala, would be qaf fatha, qa, and then alif, qa, and then lam fatha, la. So this qa part is unvoweled alif. So fatha plus a alif. Point number two is when you have a kasra plus a ya, like qila, qaf zir qi, and the ya makes it qi, two harakat. Qila, qala, qila. And the last one, point three, is yaqulu. Qaf, waw. Okay, qaf will carry a dhamma plus a waw. So it will be yaqulu. Qaf, waw, pesh. Oo, two harakat. Yaqulu. So it's easy to remember with these three examples. Qala, qila, yaqulu. Everybody? Qala, qila, yaqulu. The first one is fatha plus a alif. Second is kasra or zair plus ya. And number three is a dhamma or waw, a pesh plus a waw. Waw, alif, and ya. So these are the three letters that you need to remember. In tajweed, sometimes people say nuhiha to remember this. Noon, waw, pesh, nu, ha, ya, zir, hi, and ha, alif, ha, nu, hi, ha. It's just a way to remember. That is dhamma plus waw, kasra plus ya, fatha plus alif. So these are the three natural mads. And the important thing is not to make a word without the alif, because it will change the meaning. For example, we have the word inna. Alif zir e noon shadda with the fatha, inna, meaning indeed in English. Sometimes the noon carries a alif after it and it becomes inna, so two harakat. And then the meaning changes from indeed to indeed we, so you add a pronoun to it. So it's very important that we make sure that we do the alif whenever you have the two harakats. Then, for example, when you have akhadna, noon alif na, like I said, it means we. Huh? We took akhadna. But if you don't say the alif and you say akhadna, then it becomes the women took it. So it changes the gender and the number of the people who are doing an action. So always make sure qila, qala, qila, yaqulu. These are the three of mad tabi'i, and inshallah when you do the next lesson, then try to identify it. Jazakallah khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.